All right, we got to hurry along. We got a lot to get to. James Roguski and Leo Holman coming up first. Tony Cardwell joins us. He is the leader, I think, of a railroad union. Tony, welcome back to the broadcast. I think you've been with us before, if I'm not mistaken. Have you not?
That is correct, Brandon. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Great to have you back. Thank you. So your interview here is perfect timing with what we just heard from Colonel John Mills, because now we're hearing about, over at worldviewreport.com, a railroad car that is missing something like 30 tons of ammonium nitrate, correct?
That is correct. 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate magically disappeared from a rail car. The story behind it, and just to quickly fill your viewers in, it left a plant in Noble. It's Dino Noble out of Wyoming, and it was traversing track across the country to California, and from the time it was loaded to the time they went to unload the product, the ammonium nitrate was missing from the rail car, just magically disappeared.
How does that happen? I mean, you're talking, I'm not a good math guy. I'm not good with these kind of things. That's not my particular gift. But you're talking about the need for, I'm guessing, a lot of forklifts, because I'm sure a lot of this is on pallets. They got to get forklifts. They got to get trucks. I mean, this is a big production here, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm careful about what I say on this particular issue, because the investigations are still ongoing. It's a little concerning that this rail car left April 12th and was the product was discovered missing on May 10th.
And so a month later,
and so, you know, the ongoing investigation, at least the information that we're receiving from the agencies is that, you know, the car had leaked out the product. And if you know ammonium nitrate, there's small pellets, and somehow or another it had leaked the product out. Now, oftentimes you do see product that falls from rail cars, like fertilizer and whatnot. That happens. But to lose an entire rail car of this very very dangerous product is surprising.
Okay, now am I to believe then? Let me go back. Am I to believe then that this was not individually packaged in bags and up on pallets, but was just a car that maybe some kind of machinery would just, you know, run their hose over the top, their chute over top, like you see farmers doing when they dump their beans from the, you know,
correct,
from the combine into the truck. So they just come over there and just fill that thing up until it's full. So you're saying that's how it was. It wasn't individually bagged. So it was sitting there, and you could have a hole and it all leaks out. That's what they're saying. But that doesn't seem very plausible, does it?
It just doesn't. The seal was in the surprising thing is that I found out today that the seal was still there when it arrived at the location to
Wait
be
a minute.
Unloaded.
The seal? You mean like they put some kind of security seal up there?
That is correct. So it can only, the only plausible argument is that somehow it leaked from the car. But by this time, we should have already been notified of whether there was an actual leak in the car or not. It seems like it would take a short time to discover whether there was a leak in a car or not, and there should be ammonium nitrate all over the tracks from you know, Wyoming to California, and my understanding is that there hasn't been any found. So this is all initial reporting. There's probably a lot more to it. They're not informing the general public, which I believe they should. This, as many of your viewers know, this is oftentimes used for bombs and whatnot, and so it's important to assure that this product arrived safely, or to confirm that it did leak. If it was taken or stolen, then obviously it should be of great concern. Now, as much as I typically want to hold the railroad accountable for these things, I don't know that it's necessarily the railroad's fault this time. Last time I was on your show, we had all kinds of problems with the railroad and their operating systems and whatnot. And as much as I want to blame them, I don't necessarily know that they're to be held accountable for this. I think that there was some mishandling here somewhere. I'm not sure. It's hard to tell, and I don't know how you just magically lose 60,000 pounds of highly explosive material. Or not. I wouldn't say that's highly explosive, but when it's used improperly, it can be highly explosive. So,
what about the train stopping? What are there any records? Did this train stop overnight or stop for several hours somewhere? Surely there's tracking on these trains and satellite imagery and, you know, the railroad itself, right?
Correct. Partway through the trip, my understanding is it was switched out. Obviously, oftentimes these cars are switched in location in a yard so that they can get to the destination they need to go to. So they go into a different train consist. My understanding is the inspection of the car at that time, which, you know, there aren't long inspections done. So it's not like they do a hardcore overview of the car to make sure that it's all, everything's perfect. They have literally thousands of rail cars that are inspected by one individual in a day. So you have this problem that it was viewed and looked at, is my understanding. And when it was looked at, there was no noticeable problems with the car at that time. And that was partway through the trip. So it's, like I said, it's concerning.
So if you had to guess, if you just had to make an educated guess, what do you think's going on here, Tony?
Well, my hope is that it leaked out. I'll say it that way, because I don't want to know what somebody with 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate would be doing. There's obviously, if that's the case, it makes the hair on my neck stand up. My hope is that it leaked out. My hope is that they will find residue that it leaked out. It does absorb very quickly. So if it did leak out, it could have absorbed into the ground in a timely manner. It's used in fertilizer. That's the main use for it. So it may have absorbed into the ground, but it seems like they would have found some residue between those two locations to confirm that it had leaked. And I haven't heard any reports that any residue has been found.
Sheriff's departments, police departments, a lot of highway or other, you know, government, county, city, town officials who are, you know, going over those railroad tracks at crossings would start seeing stuff and start reporting, hey, we got something going on here. I mean, you would think that, you know, a lot of officers, police officers, sheriff deputies, the railroad crews that run up and down those tracks and those special cars, utility workers, all these different people that run over these tracks, they're used to running over them. If they saw something like that and saw it going on up the track, you'd think someone would investigate and we'd have a report pretty quick. Hey, yeah, we got a leak of ammonium nitrate up and down the tracks here. But you don't have any reports of any workers, utility workers, maintenance workers, crews, sheriff, cops reporting this, correct?
I'm obviously not the lead investigator on this, but you would think that that information would have been explained to the public very quickly to dispel the original story, or the big story came from the New York Times, and you would think that they would dispel that story in a timely manner.
In other words, everybody calm down. Nothing's wrong. We know what happened. There's a leak. There's a ton of ammonium nitrate on the tracks. We found it. There's overwhelming evidence there was a leak. Everybody calm down. That's not what we've gotten.
That's not what we've gotten. And that's what kind of definitely, I want answers, just like, you know, every other American, I'm sure, that knows about this wants answers. We want to understand what exactly happened there. And before I'm going to accuse anyone of any malfeasance, I just want to have a clear report on what happened. And that report hasn't been given. And until it is, then there is a concern, and we need to make sure that the investigators are doing their job and finding out exactly what's going on here.
And then combine this, Tony.
If it was stolen, we should be notified. I mean, you know, and obviously that's something I would think that the American public should be made aware of this, because, you know, it took a small amount. I'm not a fear monger. That's not my goal. As a union leader, my job is to fight for the members and represent them as the best I can. But, you know, it took us a much smaller amount in the Oklahoma City bombing, as everyone knows, and 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate in the wrong hands is a bad situation. So my hope is that we get quick answers on this, and that, you know, it did leak out, and that it was just a mishap, and the problem could be solved. I think that, you know, as the investigators should notify us, because the longer they take to notify the general public, the more curious and the more propaganda that gets, you know, put out there. And so ultimately, I'd be hopeful that they'd give us some answers in a timely manner.
Indeed. And of course, the timing's odd with the reports now of the Senate Sergeant of Arms handing out satellite phones to 50 so far of the 100 U.S. senators. They all can have one, but so far reports are by CBS and others that 50 U.S. senators have taken those. in fear that there could be a disruption of communications in all or part of the country. So again, you have to wonder, are there any dots to connect here? Are there anything? Is there any such thing as coincidence? Let me ask you in closing, Tony, you heard Colonel John Mills talking about China hacking some of the systems and cranes. Obviously, you know, as your job as a union official for the rail with the railroad, one of the, you know, just so our audience understands, you're elected to your position by the railroad workers, correct?
That is correct. We hold an election every 4 years, and I'm elected to the position. I represent all the track workers and the people that maintain bridges and the tunnels and all the tracks across the United States. Fortunately, I have the pleasure and honor to represent some of the hardest working people in this country. So it's what I do and it's what I love. But the railroads, we talked about this the last time I was on, the railroads operating systems have absolutely fallen to abysmal, we've been fighting them like crazy, and there was a near national strike and all that. And that's the last time I was on, I was discussed that. Fortunately, some of those things have been fixed, and so there's some things have been solved, but the railroad continues to operate.
Okay, so with that as the backdrop, what do you make of Colonel John Mills talking about these machines that can, these cranes that can be hacked by China? Because I would venture to guess that's going to impact you guys, because a lot of the cranes grab that stuff from port and take it from there, correct?
Yeah, in fact, when he talked about it, it was interesting because I have some knowledge of cranes. We have a lot of very skilled crane operators that work on railroad bridges and pile drivers and things of that nature. And so, yeah, it didn't seem like what he was saying was inaccurate. There's probably some legitimate concern there.
Wow. What's your website, Tony?
BMWED.org.
Give it again.
BMWED.org.
All right. What's that stand for?
It's Brotherhood of Maintenance Way Employees Division. We're one of the oldest unions in the country, and we've been representing railroaders for over 130 years.
Wow. Well, Tony, it's great to have you with us. Seems like we only grab you when there's potentially bad news, but nonetheless, it's good to have you with us and bring context to us, Tony. Thank you for that.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on again, Brennan.
Look forward to having you back. Thank you for your due, and thank all those hard workers that get all of our food and seed and all the other things we need to us. So thank all of them for us.
They're good American people. I appreciate them all.
They work hard, and they're putting in long hours because there's not enough of them.
Yeah, that's a problem. They work an immense amount of hours. It's still physical hard work, swinging hammers and working out in this heat and in the cold. And they're some of the salt of the earth, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what you call them. These are men. This is still where masculinity and a man is needed for the job, right?
Very much. There are some females that we represent as well, and they're just all good, hardworking people. But it is a very male-dominated workforce, that's for sure.
Well, that's because there is a difference between men and women, despite what the liberals want to tell us. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate your being with us. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. And by the way, folks, I appreciate the differences between men and women. I like women that are feminine. Don't you? Don't you guys out there like pretty attractive feminine women? Of course you do. And that's, manliness and masculinity is great for a man, and femininity is great for a woman. This is what, again, we celebrate and used to celebrate. It's called, complementarism, where we complement each other. We bring our gifts together and complement each other. But that's not allowed anymore. We all got to be the same. Well, we're not all the same. God created male and female, created he, they. So anyway, I guess, but that's why people say oftentimes, how do you achieve what you achieve? Well, I have a wife who offsets a lot of the things that I'm not good at, and that's how we complement each other. That's what a life partner is all about. But again, you're not allowed to say that anymore, are you? But there's a job for you, working the railroads. There might be some women, as you said, but generally these are very physical jobs. And I'm sorry, liberals, we're not all the same.